Invaders have been feasting on native species and threatening their habitat. An expert says it's time to bite back. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Green crabs and periwinkles cause trouble along the east coast of North America. They're invasive species that disrupt native ecosystems, but they're also delicious. Joe Roman is an ecologist with the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Washington, D.C. He says many exotic plants and animals taste good, and this might be the key to controlling their populations. Roman says we should eat them.
Invasive species, along with overexploitation of native species and habitat degradation, is probably one of the greatest threats to our native biodiversity. So there's really no better way to have a cuisine or to cook up a good meal than to reduce these species. Bringing down the number of invaders will certainly help the biodiversity of your local areas.
Roman says humans have eaten entire species out of existence. The passenger pigeon and the great auk are examples.
So if we used this voracious appetite against invasive species themselves, we might not ever bring them to extinction, but we certainly could reduce their ecological impact.
When you consume exotic species, you provide an environmental service while giving your taste buds a treat. Roman has provided recipes in articles he's written for Audubon and New Scientist magazines. He includes meals such as slow-cooked nutria, exotic jade soup, and carp in sour cream with wild mushrooms. He sometimes borrows recipes from a particular species' native land. Roman says invasive plants and animals could mean a free lunch for you, and he says eating them can have positive impacts on native ecosystems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.